And man, that's man, Churkins, great job, phenomenal work. That's a great song. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory for that. And it, God's grace is something we can, I don't think we can ever really grasp. But the Lord is good. Amen. And we're gonna touch a little bit in regards to the subject of faith. But the title of my message this morning is "The Man in the Boat." The Man in the Boat. And you can turn your Bibles if you like. We won't read it yet. But Mark chapter 4, we'll look specifically at verses 35 through 41. But Mark chapter 4. And one thing that I was, you know, talking on the subject about faith, and I was sharing this with the Sunday school this morning. But I was just, it really was an encouragement to me and my heart to see the amount of people that came out last week for the Lord's Supper. And hopefully, just as you, to me, that is a special time of reflection of what our Savior did for us and what He did to go through the anguish and to obey what God told Jesus to do, to die on the cross for our sins. And it was a great time last Sunday night. And as we were passing the bread and we give thanks for that, then it was time for the cup. And it doesn't fail. My flesh kind of takes over, and I kind of think, oh, man, do we have enough cups? There's a lot of people here tonight. And I thought, okay, Lord, you know, we'll do it. But my flesh was battling. My flesh is like, I don't think there's going to be enough cups. What do I do if I have more people in the back? What do I do? Lord, help me. And that was that battle that, and I just had to realize, Lord, I'm going to have faith in you. And the Lord's like, I got this. It's okay. I'm like, okay, Lord, we'll do it. So we started passing the cups, and we got everybody that was partaking, and I had one cup left. And I'm like, well, praise the Lord. There's me, myself, thinking that, you know, here I am in my own, you know, will or my own, you know, ability, not realizing, Lord, like, I just should have had faith in you for this. But yeah, Brother Jordan, I saw he was coming up on one side, I was on the other, and I had one cup left. I'm like, Lord, you got this. Help us to remember that in our time of need. Help us to remember that when things are difficult. Help us to remember that, Lord, you know what? This might hurt a little bit, or it might be kind of difficult, but at the end of the day, Lord, you're in control. And I've got to remember that. And again, like the title of our message, The Man in the Boat, and we'll look into more specifics in that, of course, of what we read today before, you know, the passage of Scripture. We'll get into that in more detail. But I was thinking about something, too. It's like, man, how many of us have flown on a plane before? Okay, quite a bit of us. How many have actually been on a train before? How many of us have actually been on a ship before? Do you ever think twice that the person that's navigating that is in complete control and knows what he's doing, and you have complete faith in that? Do you think twice about it? Do you ever get on the plane and think, man, I hope this pilot knows what he's doing? Right? Yeah, some of you are like, I do, right? Yeah, yeah. Amen. But yeah, you maybe wonder that, but at the end of the day, you're going to get to your destination. You're going to get there having complete faith in whoever's the conductor or the pilot or whoever that might be. Who is it that drives the boat? What are they called? Captains? Okay, right? So anyways, then why can't you, who know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you know Him this morning, why can't you allow Him to guide and direct your life? Why not? Oh, I'm so worried about this, or I'm worried about that, all right? If you're saved and you have Jesus Christ in your heart, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, is working in your heart, He can be the one to guide and direct you. Don't stress about it. So the next time you get on a plane or a train or a boat, realize, Lord, if I can trust them, I can trust you. So turn in your Bibles, and we'll I think you're already there. We'll look at Mark, and we'll look at verses 35 through 41, and I'll read the entire portion of Scripture here, those verses. And the same day when the even was come, He said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took Him even as He was in the ship. And there was also with Him other little ships. And there arose a great storm and wind, and the waves beat unto the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, the stern part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them in red letters, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Let's pray. Dear Father, again, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for those that are here. I pray that you be with Pastor as well as he is preaching this morning. I pray that it'll be a blessing for those that hear him. I know that, Lord, that you empty me of myself, that the Holy Spirit can guide and direct. Give me the words. I pray that y'all give clarity of speech and thought. And, Lord, that you work this morning. It's not me. It is you. And I count it a privilege to be behind this sacred pulpit this morning to give those words that you've given me to the congregation this morning. I thank you for each and one of them. I pray that you bless them in a mighty way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And when I was putting this message together, I always reflected on the times that I spent with my grandfather. My grandfather and I were pretty close, that on my dad's side. And every time I got a chance, I would go down to good old Lake Martin in Alabama and go fishing with him on his nice big old bass boat. We'd go fishing, and I didn't think twice, right? He told me to do certain things. He told me to, you know, gear up, put my life jacket on. He taught me how to navigate the boat and drive the boat and all this other stuff and little things here and there. And we had a good time fishing. Never once in my entire time did I think when things got kind of rough on the water that my grandfather didn't have this. He knew what he needed to do. I had complete faith in him for that. And then when I was kind of getting the message today to put together, I thought the same way. I said, Lord, you know, you're right. Based on the passage of Scripture that we read this morning, if you're in my boat, I can have faith in you that you can get me through the storm that I'm going through. And but yeah, growing up, every time I got a chance, even when I was older, I never even thought twice that, does my grandfather really know what he's doing? You know, but he did. He knew. And I had complete faith in that and knowing that. When I was on the water and it got really choppy and kind of a little scary, you know, at the end of the day, I knew he had it, right? Amen. So in verse 35, the first point, if you're taking notes this morning, you know, of course, you're welcome to. As you know, I like to preach or teach in a way that's in an outline form. And my first point here is, are you obedient to follow Jesus when it's time? And you're asking yourself, well, what do you mean when it's time? Well, first of all, what does your relationship with him look like? Is there an opportunity to get things right? Are you willing to go in complete surrender in that time when in verse 35 is in when it came in? And the same day when that even was come, he said unto him, and of course my Bible, some of you might have the same thing, it's in red letters when Jesus is speaking, he says, let us pass over the other side. So here we are. The setting was that the few chapters before in Mark, there were God was teaching and giving the people, I'm talking about parables, and now he has all the disciples here together, and he's point blank asking his disciples, his team, saying it's time to go to the other side. So whatever you're going through today or what maybe the Lord is pricking you to do, maybe that is to step out and teach a Sunday school class or help the youth or do whatever that might be. Are you willing to go when he says go? Now, his disciples did. His disciples clearly in verse 35 says, yes, I will go. In a good portion of Scripture there, and we all know this particular verse, if you turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 3, or if not, that's fine because I can get there a little bit faster. But Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Okay, black and white right there. The Lord says, he will direct my path. So Lord, if you're telling me I got to go, I will go. Are you willing to go this morning? Just like in verse 45, are you obedient to follow Jesus when it's time? Now, again, first and foremost, you need to make sure that your relationship with him is right. And get that right and get that fellowship right. And just like we talked about in Sunday school this morning, we have a spirit, we have a soul, we have a body. And if you are saved this morning and you know him as your personal Savior, the Holy Spirit can guide and direct you and give you that, I don't say insight, but the Lord can work through your life to give you what you want, what he has for you in your life. And whatever that might be. It could be something here at church. It could be something outside of church. Who's to say, and I will not limit God, but who's to say that someone here today is being called to the mission field, is being called to be an evangelist, is called to be full-time in the ministry? Who knows? I mean, we have, you know, different age groups in here, but it doesn't matter. God can work in anybody's life, no matter how old you are. I appreciate Evangelist Feeler. We've had some good conversations between each other. He did 20 years of a career and made pretty good money and had a really good career in what he did. And the Lord called him to full-time ministry. Never know, you know, and I'm asking the Lord as well, Lord, you know, what do you have for me? Here I am 20 years in what I've been doing. Is there something next that you want me to do? Am I willing? Okay. Is my relationship right with the Lord? Yes. Now, am I willing to go? That's up to him to decide, but we have to be ready to go, right? Because when he says go, it's time to go. Verse 37, and there rose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat unto the ship, and that it was now full, meaning full, filling with water. Are you trusting him through the storm of your life? And I can't believe this, and I left it in my car. I had a bucket. I was going to take the bucket as an example and have a ship here, and I was going to constantly take that bucket and pretend I was taking the water out of the ship. But I don't have it, so visualize with me. Anyways, I forgot it. But, yeah, I mean, are we doing everything in our own power? Are you trusting him through the storm of your life? Are you trying to manage the storm alone? Are you? Are you just thinking, you know what? I got this. I'm fine. Lord, you know what I'm going through, but I can do X, or I can do this, or I can go do whatever you got to do, but I think I can handle this alone. If it's there, meaning if God's there, we have to fully trust him. Look in, if you do not have this verse highlighted, I would encourage you to do so. Turn into Psalms. Look at Psalms 56. Psalms 56. Psalms has so much good stuff in it. We can always take something from Psalms. But look at Psalms 56. I'll get there myself. And look at verse 3. And if you have that highlighted, great. If you don't, I would encourage you to do so. But it says this, what time I am afraid, I will what? Trust in the Lord. I will trust you, Lord, in my time of the storm that I'm going through. Are you trying everything in your own power to overcome your storm? Is your storm that situation you're going through and things keep piling on? So you got your little bucket there of water and you're kind of constantly doing your own thing to try to get it done without relying on him? I ask you that question this morning. Are you doing everything in your own power to get through what the storm is taking you through? Or are you relying on him? And you've got to really think about that. If Jesus is there, trust him in your storm. If Jesus is there. And I'll get to that next point when I say if Jesus is there. I'll get to that point here finally before we close. But I ask that specifically, if Jesus is there. And if you look at verse like we just read, Psalms 56, verse 3, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Well, it's easier for you to say that up here. Well, as preachers who have preached before, we are getting probably just as much or even more out of our messages than giving it to the folks that are listening. And it's an encouragement to me, but also very convicting. Because, again, we want to be preaching, of course, what the Lord wants us to preach, but at the same time, I'm held to a standard, like, if I'm saying this, I need to also be doing it. Right? Right. Okay. Let's look at number 3. This is going to be in conjunction with verses. I should have made my point kind of my passage of scripture marked there. Okay, we're going to look at verses 38 and 39. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, which is the stern part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. That's fine. Everybody's going crazy. The storm's going nuts. There's winds blowing everywhere. There's water coming in. I would love to see that. That is one story, another story in the Bible that when we get to heaven, if I can ask the Lord, Lord, can you rewind that story? I'd love to see what that was like. You know, because I'm trying to picture him asleep on a pillow. I mean, a wet pillow is no fun to sleep on. So I wonder what part of the ship, and it's the stern part. So it's just kind of interesting, right? But anyways, I'm getting sidetracked. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Number three, do you feel like Jesus doesn't care? Master, carest thou that we not perish? Come on, we're going to die here, and you're sleeping on a pillow. Like, help me. What do you, help? Do you not perish? Do you not care that we perish? Do you feel that way sometimes? Man, Lord, I'm going through this. You're not listening to me. I don't know what's going on. Are you there? Just like our point number one, is your heart right? Is there some pride maybe in your life? Is there something that's hindering that where the Lord's not right quite talking to you there because there is some sin in your life that you need to get fixed? The Lord wants to save you and wants to help you. But do you feel like Jesus doesn't care? Look at Romans. Turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 and in verse 12, like I said in Sunday school this morning, Romans 12 has so much good stuff in it. And man, it's just, in my Bible, I've got it highlighted, I got notes, it's just a good portion of Scripture. But look at verse 12. Rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. In prayer. When he sees fit, he will step in and rebuke the winds. But it's in God's timing. Do we understand God's timing? No, we don't understand God's timing. God's timing is something that we'll probably never understand, but he can help us get through that time, right? And it says it right there in verse 12, rejoice in hope. Jesus is our hope, right? This world needs Jesus. This world needs to see him. He is their hope. Rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation. Is it easy to be patient in tribulation? It's not, is it? It is not. It is not easy at all. And all of us can shout out amen to that one because it's not. But the God says we need to. We need to be patient in tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer. Continuing instant in prayer. Being constantly in prayer. Pray without ceasing. Whatever you're going through in your life and whatever area, wherever you might be, just be constant in prayer. If you're in the doctor's office, pray. If you're in your bed, pray. If you're on the road, pray. Don't get distracted to where you're praying, you know, and you just drove 20 miles and you're like, where was I? But just be constant in prayer no matter what happens. Be constant in prayer. Number four, verse 40. Mark chapter 4, look at verse 40. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? He's asking the disciples, like, come on, guys, I got this. Why are you so afraid? I'm here. I'm with you, okay? I'm with you here in the ship. Why are you so fearful? Do you not have enough faith? Kind of like we talked about earlier. In your storm, do you worry? God might be in your boat. The man, the Lord Jesus Christ, is in your boat. But do you still worry? Just the disciples did. I mean, they pretty much said, you know, Master, you know, carest thou that we not perish? And the Lord comes right back and says, Why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Just point blank ask them. Are you there as well? Well, what we need to do is seek the Lord. Seek Him early. You know, and I think, you know, Brother Gary has shared when he does his morning devotions, he also reads a hymn and kind of sings the hymn. And it's almost a good intro to go into his Bible study and really reflect on what God has done for him. But seek Him early. Get up a little bit early. Sometimes you want to think, man, I got a long day ahead of me, but, you know, I need to get up early. I need to start my day in the Scripture. I need to start my day in prayer. I'm going to be worrying about a lot of things today, but Lord, help me to get started early in seeking Your face, right? Meditate on Him. Meditate on Him all through the day. Look at Psalms. Turn to Psalms 119 and look at, in particular, verse 119, verse 15. Again, another great portion of Scripture, of course, Psalms. But if you look at verse 15 of 119, let's see here. And I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will meditate. Meditate on Him. Meditate on what He's done for you in your life. Meditate on the good things. You're going through this right now, but Lord, you know, let me reflect on what You did for me. You've saved me. You've put me in a great family. You've provided me with a great church that I can attend. You've provided me with a great home. You've provided me with food to eat. You've provided me with clothes. You've provided me with a car to drive to church. You've given me all this. Lord, help me to meditate on You. Memorize and quote Scripture. Quote it back to your Savior. You know, I struggle a little bit with memorization, and I think getting back to just getting 3x5 cards, writing the verse down, and constantly have that in front of you and memorizing Scripture is a good thing. I think it's something that we should do. And I'm the first one to say that I have an opportunity there, and I need to get better. But man, Lord, help me. Help me to get through it. Pray over your worry. Well, of course, that's easy to say. But this is what I want you to do. The worry that you might have, be very specific about your worry when you pray about it. You know, and be very just to the point, because then the Lord knows that, yes, I'm struggling in this particular situation. Lord, help me through this specifically, because that is what God will answer prayer in His timing. Give it to the Lord. Psalms 55, verse 22. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Now turn to this. We'll read the entire passage here because Micah and I read this last night. It's just a good reminder to read this because look at Psalms 23. The Lord is my what? He is my shepherd. Psalms 23, and we'll read the entire passage. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Praise the Lord. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Praise the Lord for His word. Write this down if you're taking notes. Worry about nothing, pray about everything. Worry about nothing, pray about everything. The first part of Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for what? Nothing. Exactly. Number 5, verses 39 and 40 again. Jesus can and will be in complete control. He will. He can give you peace through the storm. He can still the tempest, can't He? He sure can. But if we fail to acknowledge sometimes our faith in Him, don't we? Did you know you're just like every other man and woman, you were just like Abraham. You dealt with things. You just dealt with Isaac. You just dealt with like Jacob. We're all human beings. We all deal with things, right? But we think of course, Hebrews, and you look at Hebrews chapter 11, of course, the faith chapter, and this is pretty interesting. You know, you think about this, and like, Lord, yeah, where is my faith in this? And I'm going through quite a bit, but you look at Hebrews chapter 11, and I think, was it chapter 11 or verse, I think it's 11. What chapter is it that says, by faith, Abraham, by faith, Isaac? I went too far. Hebrews 11. Man, yes. Well, look at this. I mean, you look at 17, by faith, Abraham. You look at verse 20, by faith, Isaac. By verse 21, by faith, Jacob. By verse 7, by faith, Noah. Verse 22, by faith, Joseph. By 23, by faith, Moses. All these men dealt with different things in their life, but you know what? And they dealt and they struggled with their faith. But at the end of the day, they said, by faith, Lord, by faith. Jesus can and will be in complete control if your faith is in check with Him. Amen. Yeah. In your storm, number 6, determine to press on. Now that's all up to you. Your decision today, no matter the storm you're going through, you have to determine to press on. Press on in your performance. He knows you. And what I mean by performance, he means basically he knows your strengths, he knows your weaknesses, he knows what you can and can't do, he knows that you may struggle in this particular area, so he might allow you to grow in that area, but he knows exactly where to put you. I'm so thankful for this church because, this church has so many different programs, different things that are going on, and there's people that step up to the plate and help and get it done. And I think the biggest part of that is Awana. You workers hold a special place in my heart because, I mean, after a while, I think kids, I couldn't do it. But you guys get it done. And it's great to see the kids running around everywhere. And it's just so busy. And I'm praying, Lord, if it be your will, that this property back in the back, we could put a gym and we can have even a bigger Awana. You know, and just see this community grow for him and this church grow. But anyways, in your time of need, he knows. Determine to press on. He knows what you're capable of. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, what does it say there? That God knew him. He knew Jeremiah from the womb, right? He knows you from even before you were even created, before even conception, he knew you, right? He knows you. He has a plan for your life. You have to determine in your life, okay, Lord, what is that plan? And whatever that plan might be, I'm going to continue to press on for Him. Amen. And you say, well, Lord, I want to serve you now. I want to be a pastor. I want to be a missionary. We got to put the work in. You can't just do it, right? You have to do the work. You have to be faithful. You have to serve Him, but just determine to press on because He knows what you are capable of. Letter B in that particular section, he says, press on in your potential. You know, he has given us all a purpose, hasn't he? He has given a purpose for each and every one of you this morning on what God has for you in your life. And I said here, it says, God, ask God for help to learn from it, and he knows what you can, capital letters and bold, what you can do for him. He knows that already. You just have to be willing to step out and do what he's asking you to do. If you're asking this morning, it's like, well, I mean, that's good. I mean, that's good information to know today. Who is Jesus? I mean, what I've got a boat and I'm sinking and it's going crazy, but I don't. Who is this man in this boat? And I ask you this morning, do you want to know who that man is in that boat? You might come to you this morning and say, Lord, you know, I'm hearing all this about different things, but, you know, I don't know if I know you. Are you sailing through the storm alone? Do you know the one that you can call out for salvation is our Lord Jesus Christ? And he can be in your boat and he can help you through your storm. Today can be the day of salvation if you don't know him. Jesus is your hope. All you got to come is come to this altar or in your chair. Someone from Scripture, myself, another man, another lady, can show you from God's Word how you can be saved. And God can be a part of your boat, and he can help you through life, and he can get you through your difficulties. But the biggest thing you got to know, Lord, is this morning, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? So as Miss Vicky, if you were to come and play for us today, and I think Ray, he'll be coming up here in a minute. But as you just pray, I just ask, Lord, you know, Father, you know, what do you have for me? What am I, you know, I'm going through these difficulties. I just need to give it to you. I just need to come to this altar today. I need to get on my knees and beg you for help and guidance and direction. I can't do this alone. I'm sinking. My boat's sinking. I know you're there. I know you're there, and you tell us, you know, not to fear, and I have faith in you. But the Lord, I don't know. Lord, help me. Give it to him. Ask the Lord for forgiveness. Ask him for restoration. Ask him for the Holy Spirit to comfort you and guide you and direct you. For those that might be here for the first time, or not, well, there's no visitors today, but you could be part of this church for years and have never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You're playing the game. You dress up nice. You come to church. You have your Bible. You have it held up just perfectly right? You have it just like this, coming to church. But do you know him? Today can be the day of salvation. And I don't know everybody's heart this morning, but I plague and beg you, Lord, if there's someone here that doesn't know you, today can be the day of salvation. Today can be the day that you are restored in him. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:22. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, Romans 6:23. For God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. Dear Father, as we pray this morning, I pray that you just work in the hearts. I thank you so much for the message that you've given me. It's been an encouragement to me in my heart, Lord. And I pray for anybody that's hurting today, Father, that they know you, they are saved, you're in their boat, but Lord, they're struggling. They're going through a difficult time. And Lord, I just pray that you work in their hearts. Help them to realize, Lord, there's something in their life, sin, there might be pride, there might be something's getting in the way, Lord. I pray that you help them, show them, Lord, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I just ask today, if anybody wants to come up here and pray and just give it to you, Lord, I pray that they would just seek your face and that you would comfort them, Lord, today. And Lord, if today, if there's anybody that does not know you, that needs salvation, that wants to come to know you as personal Savior, I am ready to show them from God's Word. And I know there's plenty of ladies. My wife is ready to show anybody here today that doesn't know you how to get saved. Father, there's nothing more joyful in this church to see another soul come to the Lord Jesus Christ, their personal Savior. The angels above will rejoice and sing, Father. And Lord, again, we thank you so much for all that you've done for us. I pray that you bless the song hour. The altar is open, Lord, and that your will be done.